USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're hours away from some polls closing in the midterm elections Tuesday. Florida, Georgia, Indiana, and Kentucky will mark the first big set of results for the night. Voters will decide who controls the U.S. House and Senate for the next 2 years. Republicans are optimistic about their chances to take back the majority in Washington. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to explain why he thinks the GOP has the upper hand.
The voters are showing up. You look at all around the country. Voters are showing up because they know the Biden agenda is a horrible agenda. But when we win, you should thank all these candidates that went out and ran great races.
Officials in Arizona say they have found a solution for earlier tabulation issues that happened around 60 voting centers. County officials in Phoenix say technicians have changed the printer settings, which deemed to shore up the issues. They added some of the printers at voting locations were not producing dark enough timing marks on the ballots. As Tropical Storm Nicole, soon to be Hurricane Nicole, closes in on the northern Bahamas and Florida's east coast, a mandatory evacuation of coastal areas has been issued. Sheriff Mike Chitwood says if you've been ordered to evacuate, you need to get out.
The fact that a mandatory evacuation order was issued was not something that was taken lightly. It was taken after consulting with engineers. There are buildings that are at imminent risk of collapsing.
Top national security officials will go before Congress next week to talk about worldwide threats to the homeland. The hearing on November 15th will feature testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 333 points on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Ridership levels at Lyft are still below what they were prior to the pandemic. That's according to the company's latest quarterly earnings report. Revenue growth is also slowing. That news sent shares plummeting. The effects of inflation are continuing to be felt by many Americans.
Sometimes inflation isn't so bad. Social Security's up and changes are coming to benefit your health savings and flexible spending accounts next year. In 2023, employees can put away as much as $3,050 in an FSA, an increase of about 7%, and single workers who want to fund an HSA can save up to $3,850 next year, which is a 5.5% increase from 2022, while families can save up to $7,750. That's up 6.2%. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Columbus, Ohio city attorney plans on suing automakers Kia and Hyundai. Zach Klein says the South Korean car makers failed to install anti-theft technology in some vehicles. Thefts of Kias and Hyundais are soaring across the country, including Columbus, where thefts are up over 450% since last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.